East Sac County School Spotlight is focusing on cross country and joined by Coach Marie Boos. And first, Marie, if we can start by giving a shout out, mentioning the members of your teams this year.
For high school girls, I have Ann Newman, Adrian Newman, Morgan Schulte, and Carly Flynn. And for my high school boys team, I have Fernando Vaca, Lane Snyder, and Zach Jurgens.
And your last meet was earlier this week on Monday as you were at the OABCIG invite. If you can give your thoughts on how that went for you and maybe your top finishers in both the girls and guys.
You know, it was a bit cold that day and a little bit windy, but overall it was a good day for us for running. We had some respectable finishes for both the boys and the girls. Morgan Schulte ended up in 32nd place, and she ran right around a 23-minute. And then for our boys, Fernando Vaca ended up in, oh boy, I think he was around 25th place, and he ran in the 19s.
Any other highlights you can point to throughout the year? I'm sure all the members have been working hard trying to improve, and hopefully they've done that.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I love about cross-country, actually, is that the kids can definitely set individual goals, and they can range from everything to a certain time they want to get, even to something as simple as they just want to run an entire race. And so for a lot of my kids, we kind of started out the season with the idea of let's just see what you can do for your first meet, and then we kind of gauged our goals from there. Because I have a couple new runners that have never run in track before, never ran in middle school before, so this was brand new for them. So the growth that they have seen, and we've talked about it, like their perspective change, when we, you know, do practice and we're going to go on a 5-mile run or something, at the beginning of the season, they would have thought it would have been impossible. Mm-hmm. And then when we do those practices, they're like, oh, that was a pretty easy run today.
All right.
So just that growth, to see the kids change like that, is probably one of the things I enjoy the most.
Well, Coach, it's getting down to the wire. Saturday, Twin Lakes Conference meet, as you'll be Gowrie bound.
We will be there. It's going to be a heck of a tough meet. You've got Pocahontas area there, which is just dominant.
Yeah.
They've been dominant for quite a few years. They always run so well. It's fun to watch them compete. And then you've got Southeast Valley with their guys team and South Central. So it's a really a fun meet to watch. And I think most of my kids were hoping, you know, just kind of maybe finish in that middle to the top half if they can.
And then next Thursday, October 20th, your 2A district meet will be in Orange City, and a few tough teams to contend with up there too.
Oh yeah, that meet is rough. Unity Christian, Western Christian, South Central, they're all up there, and it's a pretty tough course for the kids. There's a few good spots of some pretty aggressive hills. And you know what? The field is always fast when we go there. I mean, some pretty amazing times. But the kids seem to enjoy it. You know, we get to take a long road trip, and they seem to have fun in the vans most of the time as we go. And, you know, once we get up there, they do what they can, and you know, we make the best of what we've got.
Well, hats off to your runners for the effort they've put in all season long. Some comments from East Sac County Cross Country Coach Marie Boos. Thanks a lot for the time, Marie, and all the best with what's left on the schedule.
All right. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. That's the East Sac County School Spotlight, brought to you by Loring Hospital in Sac City, your family health center.